Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you see the video of Cam Scataboo downing an energy drink?
I did, from his cleat.
What?
I don't know, man. Cam's getting a little.
I think he's got some. He's got to get back on the football field. Like, he's got some issues, man.
Did you see him walking around the mall too? That was actually fun. Some Eagles fan. He likes the attention.
Is that a thing, Huff? I'm sorry, BT. He said something. What is it called?
It's called the shoey. Yeah, it's
what's a shoey.
So the Australians, they do that in the
rugby.
No, UFC fights. There's a bunch of fighters, the Australian fighters, that do it when they after they're done. After a knockout, they'll go grab a shoe from somebody, pour beer on it, and just down it.
I mean, that's absolutely repulsive.
Yeah,
a shoe.
It looks disgusting, gross, and then he does it. He's giving woo afterward.
Yes,
like
I saw it.
He's a beast, man. Anyway,
did you see him showing off how he pops out his shoulder?
I saw that too. And who was he showing? He was in the back.
This guy,
of a car.
Neon, is his.
That's right. Yeah.
He's all over social media. And, all right, I mean,
he's not here.
I miss the good old days of football players. You know, playing football. I like Scat. I love watching him play on Sunday. I don't need the other stuff. So you guys were talking about something again during the break as it pertains to Tarik Skubal, but this time with the Yankees, correct, Hop? What was it that you had?
Basically, I think Jim Bowden basically came up with a bunch of different trade
offers. He has one for the Yankees as well?
Yeah. Whoever it was, maybe it's the Athletic. They put out a bunch of different trade offers for every single team. So it's not just isolated to the Mets and Yankees.
Yeah.
But I do have one. Hold on. I'm trying to pull it up now. I do have it for the Yankees. It's
I've got it if you can't find it.
Yeah, you go.
All right, so it's Spencer Jones, Will Warren, Carlos LaGrange, and Bryce Cunningham. Both of those guys are pitchers.
Okay.
Neither one is, let's see. So I was
you
trying to
do that for school, wouldn't you?
Do it right now.
Yeah.
Now Dominguez in there, too. I still do it.
Exactly. Honestly. So that's the question. Is that package on par with the... I have no idea.
No, the Mets package is better.
So then why... Why is that it for the Yankees? That's what I want to know. Why is that it for the Yankees if the Mets package is...
Because those are the Yankees' top prospects. They're those three of... Between Spencer Jones, Cunningham, and LaGrange, three of those guys are in the top five prospects. For them.
He's right.
They're not as good as the Mets because prospects the Mets are.
But we don't know if they're not as good. They might not be rated as high.
Well, that's what we mean. Yeah,
yes, exactly.
That's what where right now are the farms? You're more into this. Where is the Mets? The Mets farm
is terrific.
It's one of the top ones,
yeah.
And where are we at with the Yankees?
I think the Yankees is good. It's not as good as the Mets. I'm looking at it now. Lombard is one. LaGrange, who I just mentioned, is proposed in this proposed deal. Elmer Rodriguez, who they expect to be up in 2027 pitcher. Spencer Jones 4, Bryce Cunningham 5.
Do any of them have nicknames?
Don't know. Don't care.
Do any of the Mets have nicknames?
Jet. Is that his real name or is it Jet?
Oh, it's his name, Jet. Definitely. Like Jet. Evan's son, I believe.
That's Evan's son. That's true.
Yeah, I believe that's the case. All right, one more before we get back to the calls here. Jeff Passan posted on X. First baseman Kaz Okamoto, right-hander Kona Takahashi. They have been posted, joining Munetaka Murakami and Tatsuya Imai coming over from Japan this winter. So the posting windows are going to be, you know, we have, a month or so, whatever it may be. Yep. Point is...
When's the press conference for the Dodgers, by the way?
See, I was going to go the other way here. I firmly believe the Mets and Yanks are getting at least one, meaning each team will have one player from Japan.
Let me hear your reasoning as to why.
I just get the feel that it's happening. With Amai, I believe, we were talking about it yesterday.
He's the pitcher,
SMY.
For those who don't know.
Yeah, with Amai, I believe people were saying he's an East Coast guy.
Okay.
Which would lead me to think that, and there's been reports about the Mets and Yankees showing interest. I don't know. It's just a gut feel combined with maybe some of the intel that's been out there.
Yep.
I just feel like there's too much smoke. The Dodgers aren't getting all of the players from Japan. There's like four or five guys coming over. We just mentioned them.
Yeah.
And the Mets and Yankees showed interest. It is New York. One of them, I don't know if it was Murakami. One of them, I believe.
Murakami's a lefty hitter, first and third baseman.
I believe he wanted to be a Yankee, or there was some thought to that. I would bet right now, maybe the Mets get the pitcher, the Yanks get one of the offensive players, put him at first base, maybe a little third, a little first. I mean, it would fit. I know he's not a great defensive player. You worry about some of the power. You can't hit the fastball. Point is, it's a draw. Like, we'd be intrigued to see him. It's fun.
It's fun. It's been a while.
There's an entertainment aspect to it. Yeah. I would bet that both the Mets and Yankees come away with at least one player from Japan.
Now, when I said, you know, when is the Dodgers press conference? Obviously, I'm being facetious, but it's also, you know, derived on recent history. I actually kind of agree with you, and I'll tell you why. A little bit of a different reason. I think there's a fine line between going to join your countrymen and, like, that being a good thing, and also maybe being overshadowed by too many fellow Japanese players in one location. I would think on some level you want to kind of carve out your own identity. And if you keep going to the Dodgers and there's, you know, three, four prominent five if things change to six this offseason, you kind of dilute your impact on baseball, because I don't want to say that you offset each other, but I think the better play, if you really want to stand out, would be go somewhere in a massive market like here that doesn't have any right now.
But didn't we think that with Sasaki? I did.
I did, a little bit.
Before that, Yamamoto, I'm thinking, oh, they got Ohtani, they're not getting Yamamoto, and then he goes there, then Sasaki follows.
Yeah, but now that, yes, to an extent we did. We definitely did, but now we're at a point where the numbers are, like, so overwhelming. Yeah. Like, now you got Sasaki. You get the now like four balance. Guys.
Yeah, right.
Now the other thing too. So Amaya,
Kaz Okamoto is the first baseman.
Uh-huh. Murakami is both.
Murakami's first and third, I believe. Imai is a pitcher, as we said, and Takahashi, I guess, another. He's a right-handed pitcher.
Okay.
Kona Takahashi.
I would have
all those names. Like, they're not all going to the Dodgers.
No, I know. Murakami is the one I remember seeing. I'm like, oh, just blindly, I saw something.
Yeah.
Sign him. I'm interested. Get him. Dude, I did some digging on him, and I've got to make sure that this is right, because there is no way that this could be accurate. And I tried to cross, you know, check it, and I didn't see anything that was to the contrary. So Murakami, number one, he's a little thick. All right, whatever. He's got a thickish body. I don't think he's going to be a good defender. That's not good. But I saw that in Japan, his batting average on fastballs over on 93 and above was 138.
Yeah, that would scare me.
Dude, you can't hit 93 is nothing in the year 2025.
But you just don't know. Matsui was supposed to be the greatest power hitter ever, and he was very good, but power wasn't his big thing, and Ohtani wasn't supposed to be a power hitter, and the guy's Babe Ruth. I mean...
Yeah, but at least those, when we were getting the scouting reports, which we're beholden to because we've never really laid eyes... Well, then you didn't see them at all. Now you got YouTube, whatever. You could dig into some scouting reports. Then, when you talk about Matsui and Ohtani, they were overly hyped up, like, and maybe it wasn't completely transferable. In the case of Matsui, not a big power guy, as you said, you're right. With Murakami, it's the opposite. Like, I'm hearing bad stuff. How the hell, in 2025, do you hit I think it was 143 against a 93?
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Mile per hour fastball.
It just won't work here. I think the Yanks are getting either Okamoto or Murakami, and I think the Mets are going to get Imai. But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a fun market to watch. And that one, at least we know when it starts and when it finishes. There's definitive dates on that after they were posted. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Nick in St. Augustine, Florida, has been holding a while. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
What's
up, buddy? Thank you.
I think there's a little overreaction, and don't jump on me with this, with the Mets. I mean, I'm disgusted with the Mets last year. But the first half of the season, when they pitched well, they couldn't hit for a lick. They were like 28th, 29th in almost every category in the league. What they did in the second half was hit, but totally not pitch at all. I think they need to add a bat or two. I think that Bellinger, his offense is overrated compared to Nimmo. It's pretty much the same, and you could save $10 million. You could always slide Nimmo over to DH. I would get Tucker. I would save a spot or two for some of the young kids, but focus on the pitching. Because in the beginning of the year, they were 15 games over 500, whatever it was. They were great. They were first place. It was because of the pitching. And they weren't hitting for nothing. If you just add a little bit of the hitting that they did in the second half to how they pitched in the first half, they would have made a long run into the playoffs. So I think the defense thing, defense at first base, that's a little overrated too. It's a little over-worried about. I would say not overrated, over-worried about. Keep Pete, go get DH. Or move Nimmo to DH, go outfield, keep center field open for one of the kids, or you can grab like a Harrison Bader or something for now. Get rid of Nimmo, Vientos, Mauricio, and Acuna.
Oh,
okay. Addy's offensive numbers are almost the same as Bregman. I mean, Bregman did not impress me in Boston, of all places. He could have hit, a lot better than what he did in Boston. They look at Addy's numbers, they're comparable to Bregman. I wouldn't worry about Bregman. These are the three guys, Schwarber, Tucker, and then maybe Bellinger. But I'd rather have Schwarber and Tucker over Bellinger because his offensive numbers, too, is just the same as Nimmo.
You're just looking at offense. Where are they playing, Nick? It's not a bad call, and thank you for the call. A lot there. I vehemently disagree. I hate the idea of, well, they were good in the first half when they were pitching. If you just fix the pitching, they should be a good team. This is beyond last year. This goes back to 2022. It hasn't been good enough. You can't just try to patch it and say, okay, well, everything that happened last year for the good is going to happen again. So just get pitching now, and then they'll be great because they hit well last year for the most part. And then if you get good pitching, they're going to go on a playoff run. You can't count on everything being that happened last year for the good being good again this year. It doesn't work like
that. It's a very dangerous game to play. I've kind of said the same thing. Well, the Yankees, I'm sure on some level in their minds, there's justification. Well, we got Gerrit Cole coming back this year. We don't need to go bonkers. Why go out and get a Tucker or a Bregman or make a trade for this guy when Gerrit Cole is going to make, you know, 25, 20, he's going to miss the first month for those of you who don't know. You know, make 25, 26 starts. And if we had Gerrit Cole the year ago, instead of tying Toronto and losing on the tiebreaker, we would have won the division, would have, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe it's different. I don't know. And same with the Mets. I get that. You can't bank outside of like a Judge or a Soto, like the truly elite, you've got to expect a year-to-year replication as long as those guys are still in their prime, yeah, which they clearly are. But I'm with you. By the way, I did find this on Murakami. This is a stat. I want no part of this guy. Yeah. Murakami struggled against fastballs. I was right. 93 and above, but I was wrong on the average. He hit 095 in 2025. And a 63% comp. That's a little geeky, whatever. This is since 2022. Here's the short version. 2025 season, an abysmal 095 against fastballs 93 or more. That's not 98, which, by the way, every flame-throwing stud out of the bullpen has. And every four-seam fastball for, I'd say about 40 to 50% of Major League Baseball at this point, a four-seamer, is above 95, if not 96. This guy can't touch 93. This guy's going to be a disaster.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. Can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch a local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. JC is in Pearl River. What's up, JC?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to chime in on the NBA.
Oh, from the NBA. The earlier cover. Yeah, go ahead. We were talking about that earlier.
It was a while ago. But, I had a thought. And obviously the owners and the union and the salary capital, the money comes into play. I think the biggest problem that starts it all out is the ticket prices, because there would be no argument from the fans if the ticket prices were not so extremely high,
mm-hmm,
and these star players missed the games, right? I mean, a year or two ago, I had heard a call that sticks in my mind. Some moron that, although his heart was in the right place, bought tickets and probably mortgaged his future to go see LeBron play the Knicks, and they went to the game, and he didn't play.
Yeah. And
so that's really the impetus of the argument by the fans, right?
But, JC, think about it, and thank you for the call. We appreciate you holding
on.
Thanks, buddy. If you're saying that the argument is the ticket prices are high because there is a demand for the ticket. If nobody was willing to go see the Knicks or the NBA, we talk about this with Evan, how there's a demand even for Nets tickets because people are in the NBA. Fans want to go see the star players. So if there wasn't a demand for the tickets, the ticket prices would not be as high as they are. So you can't get mad at the league or the team for raising the price of the tickets when they sell them.
Well, let me give you an example. Yeah, so I just looked this up on one of the secondary sources. And, all right, Knicks and the Bucks. Giannis is hurt. He's out, what do you say, half about a week or two. So he won't not play in this game. This is, 7 or 8 days from now. And I'm just looking at, what's available. And, obviously, courtside. You sit in courtside to get a spend. But it's $7,000 courtside. So that's just wacky.
That's not bad for courtside.
I don't know if it's front row. I guess it's all relative. I don't think it's like we're spiking.
I mean, I felt like I heard front row is like $20,000. Which
is that what it is?
I think. I have no idea. Didn't we read that with Spike Lee's tickets or whatever?
I feel like wasn't. But a lot of those are comp, too.
I mean, come on. Those, who cares? I mean, we
If you can afford it once, you can afford it twice.
Yeah,
put it that way, right?
Come on. I'll never sit there in my life.
Did what I sent you there for St. John's. What Johnny's. Do you mean?
I mean, it's not $7,000. Hey. And we got...
You want to go back this year? No, the point is, forget about those crazy seats, which none of us could relate to. I'm just looking at Bucks, Knicks, Giannis will not play, which is the point. And now you get into the 200s, which is a good seat for sure. $400.
Per ticket?
Yeah, I'm looking at one in 206 behind the basket, second level, $470 each.
Dude, I told
that's
you.
That's a lot of money for
I
that.
I got the two tickets for my nephew for his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Early in the season, Knicks T-Wolves. Yeah. Same thing, behind the basket.
It's a great game, too.
200, he loved it. But $500 for a night, that's...
Yeah, but at least Randall played. What my point is, Giannis isn't even going to play in this game.
At that point, Anthony Edwards, we were unsure if he was going to play.
True, true.
He ended up playing, he did, but... I'm thinking to myself, T-Wolves with no and Edwards, like, all right, Randall, he's not exactly the draw. Anyway, the ticket prices are absurd, but that's because of the demand. John is calling from Walling. I'm sorry, we need the breaks. John, hold on. We'll get to you here. I lost track of time right there. There's another thing that I want to get to as well that I got a note about the form system, so we can do that when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.